Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, there he is. We're going to try and pick up the energy. Scott and I are feeling a little beaten down by life.
Dead inside. Oh.
What'd you say?
Dead inside.
Dead inside. A little bit dead inside. Just a little beaten down by life. It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's good.
But we were okay. We're coming off of like a sick week with children, but I was thinking it through. And since the beginning of like the school year in the house, we have had COVID, flu A, flu B, puking, There's multiple flus. Oh, I'll tell you about that in a second. Pink eye, ear infections, shingles.
Strep.
And then random just cold symptoms and things like that.
So what diseases are left?
The only thing left, you know what? I don't even want to say it.
No,
COVID I had.
The only thing
left is RSV. Thank God that we didn't get that. Please, Lord, keep us from it.
Don't manifest.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't. But yeah, I shouldn't even say it. But it's like truly, like I was like, oh, we've had it all. So like, I did not know you could get both flus. I didn't know that it was basically like getting two separate sicknesses. Like, you know what I mean?
But the weird thing is we had those in like the beginning of the week and the end of the week.
It was only one week apart. Because like this is what happened was like the flu went through the whole family very slowly like 2 weeks ago. And then, well, not the baby, thank goodness. But then we had a healthy week. And in that healthy week, Emerson's school got so sick. And the teacher sent home a note that was like, there's strep throat in the class, there's flu A in the class, there's pink eye. And for whatever reason, I just kind of felt like, oh, it's all right. We just had all of those things. And even though I know that doesn't make you immune, I just kind of in my head was like, we just had all of those things.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it feels
certainly
like COVID.
We're not going to get them again.
Yeah. It's like, I have COVID, I'm safe for the next like 3 months.
Right. Like, I think that maybe that was what was in my head, Matt. Like, I think that I honestly was just like, don't you have like a safe zone after you have a thing?
Right.
And then to get like, I was like, oh, we're back.
Just kidding. JK.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
That's so much illness.
It's so much. But you know what though? I do have to say like the fact that Parker, this year, Parker has had colds and like an ear infection. But that's like she's had a low grade fever. But like, thank you, Lord, she has not gotten the flus. She hasn't gotten COVID. She hasn't gotten RSV. Those are the serious things for babies. You know what I mean? Parker has just had like a low level of illness, but like nothing crazy. So you know what? Let's look on the bright side. Okay. We're looking on the bright side.
Hey, that's huge. That is a big
deal.
That's
the bright side. But in other news, Scott is 82 years old, and we think he might have arthritis. What are your symptoms?
How come we're starting with this?
I don't know. Because this is
make you feel good about yourself.
Fascinating.
Hey, we're all sick, and Scott's old. Welcome to the podcast.
Very old. You know what? We're trying to keep it real for the people.
I hurt all the time. Is that
where? Symptom? Is that where? All your
okay?
Joints?
The biggest issue is like I always say my back, but it's my neck. From my posture.
Okay. So that's
just that. And it's
you have bad posture?
Just from like being on a computer all day or on your phone a lot, whatever. So it's created like bad posture.
Right.
Like my neck hurts a lot. So I go to the chiro for that, try to whatever, but it's still bad. Then lately, like my lower back is starting to hurt. My knees hurt 24/7.
Why your lower back?
I don't know.
Are you wearing good shoes?
I think it's from sitting in that desk chair all day.
Oh, Emily, is he wearing good shoes?
Okay. Well, maybe let's start there.
She doesn't even know what shoe size he is. And he wears...
Time out.
He wears slippers a lot.
This has changed.
Let him speak.
Because of the podcast.
Oh, you're right.
I wear slippers in the house all the time. And then I wear...
slippers don't give good support.
I wear nice...
Lidge gave me those very
now.
Nice. You do have those.
The shoes that Lidge gave me. Adidas.
Maybe you need like orthopedic.
No.
I wear those too, shoes. Emily.
Oh, you do?
You do? Wait, when?
Well, I think like, I don't
do
know.
You?
Is our orthopedics the-
like the inserts?
Like inserts, Dr. Schultz. Yeah.
No, I mean like orthopedic shoes. Don't they have like heavy duty-
those are probably really sexy.
They're, you mean like the Velcro ones?
No. But I would wear them. Those slippers probably do not have a lot of support.
Yeah, no, Scott, those
not
slippers.
Anymore. When I got them, they did.
No, but like fur doesn't count as support.
No,
well, they're memory foam.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those kind of slippers have some good structure to them.
Here's the other thing. My feet don't hurt as much. My knees, my ankles.
The knees thing is weird to me. Like, it's like you haven't been running.
Like, I can't sleep at night. It's crazy.
You can't sleep.
Well, I can sleep, but there's. I wake up and you can't sleep.
He hasn't slept in years.
I haven't slept. Yeah, I haven't slept.
Surprise.
Not a wink.
No. Anyway, so
no, but that's
I'm just
good.
Getting old.
No, that sounds like stiffness.
Have you
to me.
I think it's arthritis.
You should take omega-3 fatty acids.
What's that?
It's like a supplement.
Like fish oil?
It's supposed to like, yeah, like it's supposed to, well, in dogs, they it's supposed to help their arthritis.
A doctor in the house. Wait, Scott, what's in your, don't you take a men's one a day or something? I am proud of you that you take that. I doubt it has omega-3.
Thank you. I have no clue what it is. I just was like,
at least it's
you know what? I need some vitamin. Honestly, what happened was I was like, one day I was like, I don't eat any vegetables.
Scott, I make vegetables every single night with dinner.
I try really hard. I usually have at least some of them. But I was like, I've got to get some sort of vitamins in my body.
Scott does not have a healthy diet at all. Like
This week, Grace and Lisa, we were on our call, and I was like, hey, you guys want to see my breakfast?
Yep.
I have a corn dog made from a sausage and a blueberry pancake dipped in syrup.
That sounds so delicious.
Okay, I will say when he makes them, it smells like I'm baking a blueberry crisp in the house. Yeah. Like it really does smell great.
It actually sounds incredible.
But it's
terrible for you. But
it's so gross.
I love corn dogs.
But I take vitamins, so it balances it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, he takes vitamins. Scott, we have to figure this out, though.
I do want to figure this out.
Is that something a chiropractor could speak to
stretching,
probably.
Joint pain.
Start stretching.
So I thought of you where you were saying I stretch every morning.
And
I was like,
night.
I think that's going to be a big part of it. I think I need to.
It honestly helps
how
you
much,
so much.
When you say you stretch in the morning, it's like you get up and then you just immediately like flop on the floor and stretch.
No, I'll do like a...
just roll off into the floor.
I don't even get out of bed. I just start stretching.
Emily's like, oh, here we go.
I start bouncing.
It's like... it's real intense. No, I work out in the morning. So I'll usually do some sort of like, it's like a 10-minute stretching routine before I start working out.
Okay, can we talk about that? Yeah. I have way too much ADD. Like, I don't even
for
have
stretching?
ADD. I shouldn't have said that. But like, when I am working out, mm-hmm. and I can't blame it on having kids because I was like this even before.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I just have an aversion to working out or what it is. But if I'm like, okay, I'm going to do like 30 minutes, like that is it. Like if someone was like, we're going to do a 10-minute stretch, then a 30-minute workout, then a 10-minute cool down. I'm out. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I'm not doing that. It's adding way too much time.
But that's
time.
The
too
thing. For a lot of people, their workout time is like their zen time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to stretch. I'm going to work out. It's like me
it's like
time.
Meditation.
And then I think,
love stretching.
Yeah. For a lot of, because I get there sometimes, but most of the time I'm like, I need to hurry. I better hurry and stretch. Oh, now I've wasted all that time. Now I can barely work out. Like, okay.
Use it as like a calming time to like, almost like a meditative state.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what is wrong with me and working out. Like, I really, like, I struggle.
I mean, I don't work out. So obviously,
so
I'm not.
I can't participate in this conversation. But I'm always
like, what is this you speak
of? I just always feel like I just want it to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I don't want to start doing
it's just
it, but
like,
I know
I
have to.
Always just want to. And people are like, that's why you should do something that you enjoy. And I have worked on that over the years. Like, I've really worked on healing my relationship with exercise and not making it results oriented, like in terms of like.
Or different results oriented.
Right.
Because
different results oriented.
Yeah, but also.
The actual benefits are like not necessarily like, yeah, sure, weight loss is like a thing.
Sure,
that you
but
get
it's
in shape.
Good for your heart.
Great
it's
for
good
your
for
mental
your
state
flow.
And emotional
yes.
state.
Yeah, do you like, think 100%. That because you spent years having it be like
punishing
or strict that. Yeah. Now it's like probably not the best thing in your head.
It's true. Like I think that for so many years, exercise was a punishment that it's like, I'm still unraveling the exercise as punishment thing.
Right.
So for me, I'm always just like, when is it going to be over? When is it going to be over? The one type of exercise that I do really love that I don't want to rush is a lovely, intense walk outside. Mm-hmm. That is the one... Lovely. Type of exercise that I'm like, I like if I, and especially if I'm walking with someone and talking,
right?
I could do that for an hour and a half and not notice the time.
But she doesn't, really you got to like, you got to know what you're getting into. So she'll be like, yes. Hey, do you want to go for a walk? And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I'd love
Emily, to. I've and then all of a sudden,
no, she's down the street. And I'm like, oh, no.
I'm like,
this is a light
she didn't
job.
Warn oh, me. No. And my knee, I've got like the arthritis yeah. going on. Yeah. I'm like, can you wait? She's like, I'm not slowing down. Hurry up.
Wait, God let me get does. My wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when we, if I'm like, do you want to go for a walk? Like, he'll be like, it depends. Is it a workout walk or is it a stroll? Right, and I'll be like, I kind of want it to be like a power walk. And then he's like, then I'm not coming.
But she wants it to be both. She wants to get her workout done and get to have her friend work out or friend walk and talk at the same time.
In a perfect world, I would have a friend walk with me every day for like 45 minutes. We would do hills. So it would be intense and it would be like, not, maybe I'd be pushing a stroller to get that resistance and we'd have some really good conversation. I'm like that guy, Zachariah. Yeah. And my friend would tell me something so crazy that we don't know what to do.
We don't know what to
and
do.
Then we would sit down and we would make a plan. And we would figure it out. We would come up with a solution. Anyway.
We just have to find you a friend.
That's the right way to do it, though. Like, is find a way to move and to, like, work out that you just enjoy doing it.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Not necessarily about...
No, you're right.
...the
you're
results. Right. It's like, I just like doing this thing, and it's also good for my health.
Totally.
Do you play music? Do you, like...
Yeah.
Is it, like... Because it's like a spiritual thing for you, right? It's like a...
Why are you laughing, Emily?
Yesterday morning, so he decides to work out in our room, in our bedroom.
Well, I'm doing all like body weight it's calisthenics like stuff right now because...
On a yoga mat.
I haven't set up like my weight stuff
Okay.
So it's like 6:30 in the morning.
No.
I'm getting ready for work.
Oh, you're up.
I'm up.
Oh.
But the other side of the bathroom, like I'm in the bathroom getting ready and he's in our room doing something. And I hear, and I poke my head out and he's listening to this horrendous screamo music.
Yeah. In headphones or just
on
JBL
a full
speaker.
Blast
like our Bluetooth speaker.
No, stop it.
Don't you have neighbors?
Yeah, you do have like someone that you are attached to.
I've never heard anything
from
I
think
them
it's
before.
Probably very
I think
because
it's,
they're probably not playing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's
I'm
6:30
like,
in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi. Okay. Good morning. Maybe we can turn that down.
Now it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get up, seize the day. Dang it.
That's funny because when he was saying it's like this, it's like a
serene
Zen experience.
Stretching,
I pictured like flowing water,
it's more like
music.
Spa.
Yeah.
Spa.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Like screamo.
No.
That's Matt. The first time Matt and I ever hung out, we went
rock climbing. Yep.
And it was just.
It was the first time we met.
Hey, man.
Really?
Just jump in my car. We'll go rock climbing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is my new brother-in-law. Okay.
Did I like light up a cigar or something?
I loved it. Probably. I don't know.
Oh,
that's smoking that it was instant.
Smoking
that was
Matt.
The time when we're like, oh, we're cool. Like, we're going to get along.
Oh, yeah. You
that
guys
fondly.
Were in love faster than we were in love.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for sure.
I wasn't going to let you ever break up with
him. Yes. Emily, do you remember when you were dating Matt for many years? And he was such a part of our family. And I said at one point, listen, even if something was really south, like even if Matt cheats on you, like I'm still
going to
be friends. Yeah. Like I was like, I'm still going to be friends with Matt. Like at this point, there's no going back. And you were like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like you were like, I can't.
I don't know what.
She's like, we get to keep Matt.
I was like, we're not cutting him off at any point. So it's just, it's done.
I'm here to stay.
And here
that's
we are.
Right.
Here we are.
So on the night of recording this, tomorrow is Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, this
Happy
is
Resurrection
come out. Day.
Happy Hi. Resurrection Day. You know what I got to say? I'm getting, you know what? I'm not in a good mood this week for a host of reasons.
Of course.
Illness, hormones, things going on. Do you know what I'm tired of?
Mm.
Being another magical, mystical creature for my children, okay?
Oh,
I'm tired of being Santa.
Spoiler alert.
We're
going to just talk about...
The Tooth Fairy.
Oh my gosh.
You're right. We should
email Caitlin at...
You know what I'll do? No. Caitlin I'm going to go... I'm going to pre-record an intro for this and say a few minutes in, I talk about something, like a warning. You have children, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway... It's like, first of all, every month now, there's a holiday that we're supposed to get our kids presents for. Like, obviously, birthday and Christmas. Yeah, duh. You get presents for those, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's like Valentine's Day. Like, people are like, like a little basket. It's like a little basket.
It's just a basket.
Chocolate. It's like a chocolate. Do you know what? Okay. I went really, really simple with Valentine's Day this year. Like, I was like, I am not going to. I got them a heart sweatshirt to wear and a craft and a candy.
So cute.
A candy, like a thing of heart, like a candy, like a heart thing.
Heart candies, yeah.
It still came to like $20 each. So like that's $40. And that, and like, that's only because Peach is like one and I just got her like basically nothing. Like I forget what I even gave her, but like I didn't get her a whole basket. Like, do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, Valentine's Day. Then it's St. Patrick's Day. And Emerson kept talking about the whole month. I can't wait until St. Patrick's Day and we get to wake up and find our gold coins and green water in the toilet bowl. And I was like,
what?
No, no.
Green water in the toilet bowl.
Someone must have said that at school. What? It must be a thing. And I was like, no, I don't think the leprechaun comes to our house. And leprechaun pee.
Ew.
It's a thing. It's like literally a thing. And so she was like,
got weird.
Oh, why doesn't the leprechaun come to our house? And I was like, because we're not, well, we're Irish. Yeah. I was like, because mommy doesn't have anything left in her. You know what I mean? And then Scott's sister, very kindly, and niece sent a,
so Kennedy,
a box for them for St. Patrick's Day, which was lovely and adorable and amazing.
Hey, listen, cute. Kennedy went, but they're going to have to do it every out year. On this thing. She went and bought like a box of Lucky Charms.
But like the special, like
the green Lucky Charms with like the, where the leprechaun has escaped. But that's then so she cute. Planned out an entire scavenger hunt
with rhymes,
wrote out all the things, like poems. Rhyming things, where they went in the house on the back of each one, told me where to place them.
Oh my
sent,
gosh.
Like paint so we could do like the footprints, like, we gotta be careful they don't hear this. But we really, she I can't imagine how many hours it took her to plan this thing.
Yeah.
Mailed it to us in advance.
So I'm not that nice of a
person. Then we set it up that night and they got up in the next morning.
So it actually, okay, so this is what was crazy. It was because the day before St. Patrick's Day, I was having one of those weird nausea spells that I'll get into in a minute. Remind me to come back to that.
Okay.
And so I was literally like in bed, like thinking I was gonna die. And then I was like, oh, we have this box from Kennedy. And I was like, sorry, Scott, you gotta
do it.
Yeah, no.
Like, I literally can't do it. So Scott did a very good job because she sent like literally a video tutorial. It was amazing. Like it was very easy to follow.
And
it,
look, and the girls
loved
they
it.
They flipped out.
They loved it. It was so amazing. Cute. But so then that was St. Patrick's
the thing.
Day.
Outsource your magical creatures.
That is so, honestly,
I just
though,
had a business idea.
Oh, my Matt, God. Don't say it on the podcast.
Copyright it.
Should I?
Yes.
And it's subscription based.
Oh my gosh.
For every month, it's a holiday. Oh my gosh.
You get a box of like goodies. Matt. You can get
little
an Easter basket. You don't have to think about it ever again.
So it's like
Himiko,
except it's like, you're right. In, like in January, it's New Year's. In February, it's Valentine's. In March, it's
and you get
whatever
stuff for
St.
your
Patrick's.
Kids.
St. Patrick's. In April, it's
Easter.
May is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Or Cinco de Mayo.
Right
or Cinco de Mayo.
Depends
on what you
option
are.
Option A, option B.
Oh my gosh.
You can have both.
It's just filled with whatever is like the latest and greatest
and
for that
always,
year, what our kids enjoy.
Maybe it's always like an article of clothing in your child's size. So something for them to wear to school that day, like a St. Patrick's Day t-shirt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a craft. So it's always like article of clothing, craft, and then like a candy and maybe like a game.
There we go.
Done.
And you can like, maybe there'll be like a ton of options and you can pick what
and you can
want.
You can create your own. Like, just go, it's like HelloFresh.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a bunch of options.
Or for Scrooge over there.
Yeah.
You can just click, I don't care, send me something.
Care. Yeah. Exactly. You can create one or build your own.
Dude.
Guys.
Bah, humbug.
Guys.
Let's do it.
Matt, you're on to it, bro. Let's go.
I mean, that might exist.
Hey, anyone else that wants to fund Matt's idea?
Yeah, if someone wants to give
us. We need some angel investors, and we are
off.
Steal
it?
Now that it's out there?
Should we cut this out?
No. I have proof that it's my idea.
So true.
Oh, okay. That's so true. Fantastic.
This actually helps that we put it out.
Yeah, this helps.
Like legit,
I love that
tomorrow.
So much because it's just like every month I have.
Honestly,
to,
what's in June though? Is there a
nothing?
Holiday in June?
A Father's Day, but maybe June would be the month off or summer. Kick off to summer.
July is 4th of July.
Yes, yeah.
Comes
August.
With like a beach towel. Maybe
school
some
is coming.
Is maybe a get ready for school.
When is tree day?
No, that's like
Arbor
like
day.
Get ready for school will be like August.
August is get ready for school.
Oh, September. What's in September?
Labor Day.
Labor Day, or
I mean, yeah, Labor Day. What? How do you celebrate Labor Day?
Give them a hammer. Give them, and
make them work in the yard.
Make them work.
What? You give them a craft.
Tell them to get a job.
You give them a craft.
A craft. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something or they like, have to work. Build.
Like the Home Depot ones. Yep. The Home Depot crafts.
Yes. Like, ding, 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 October ding. Is Halloween.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Done.
Guys, we did it.
Full,
we assigned every month.
Holiday theme gift.
Bro, subscribe. I love it. I love it.
Honestly,
hey,
though,
we'll be your first buyers.
I will absolutely buy it because it's just like, oh, I just feel like every time I'm out, I'm like, what thing is coming up that I'm supposed to be buying my kids stuff for? And then it's like, I really, really try to not buy plastic junk.
I know.
That, like, I really am trying to be thoughtful and be like, okay, let's think through this.
Yeah.
What are things that they need? So I'm thinking like, okay, for Easter, I'm like, Jace really grew out of all of her bathing suits. So I'm going to get her some bathing suits. But then it's like, you got to keep it equal. So it's like, okay. And you know what I mean? Or it's like, well, they need a new water bottle. I'm going to get them a water bottle. But then it's like, you do want to have something fun in there.
Right.
So it's like, then you're like, okay, well, like, what's a fun thing? And it's just like, I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I am not good at gift giving. I am not creative. It stresses me out. It wears me down. I don't do a good job with it. Like other people, like I feel like even today at the egg hunt in town, Jace won one of the baskets. It was the cutest. It was so nicely put together. It was adorable. She picked like the craft basket and it was just so cute. And I was just like, they did such a good job with this. I can't do this. No, I'm not good at it. I can't do it.
Yo, you're better at it than you give yourself credit for. And I make fun of Caitlin for it, but it really is a lot to just constantly, because I mean, also like it does cost a lot of money.
Well, it's every a lot time. Of money. And the problem is I realize that people, you can hear this and people are like, well, you don't have to do it. Okay. Like you don't have to buy your kids a Valentine's Day present. Well, then you feel like a tool when your kid is like, well, you know, Lisa got a new, and then you're like, ugh. I even felt bad this year because Jace went to school on Valentine's Day with a sweatshirt and she came home and was like, everyone else was in like a fancy dress. And I was like, great, I failed.
A dress?
Yes. Like I was like, okay, well, I messed that up. I don't know. Like that's like, it's like you can't win. And I know, I know what I sound like. It's like keeping up with the Joneses. You're it doesn't matter what other people are doing, but.
Well, I do think that's part of it though.
A dress.
I think that's part of it. It's like, there's a standard that you start to set. And
And like, we don't even live in a bougie town. Hello. No. We live in just like a pretty average town. And even still, I feel like we're cheap.
Yeah.
With things like kids are like, well, but there's some kids that their elf on the shelf gives them a present every day of December. I'm like, holy crap.
Isn't that what Christmas is for?
Right. I'm like, what is their, I don't get it. Like, I can't do it.
No, that's too much.
I can't keep up.
So that begs the question, what's your favorite holiday?
Ooh. Easter, because of all the different shapes of chocolate. <That's right>.
Actually, when we were dating, Caitlin said that. Like, but she wasn't being funny. She was like, legit.
Very
like,
serious. You know,
I think my favorite holiday is Easter because chocolate comes in all those different shapes.
Egg-shaped chocolate. I'm sorry. Egg-shaped chocolates, whether they're the mini Cadburys or the bigger Hershey ones. Cadbury. Guys, the crunchy exterior and the soft interior.
Golden.
Honestly, egg-shaped chocolate, what could be better? Nothing.
Do you like the solid chocolate bunny or the hollow chocolate bunny?
Obviously solid.
Solid.
I like the hollow. Disappointing.
You would.
It crumbles into a million pieces as soon as you bite into it.
Well, then it melts easier where like the solid one is just like.
I'll stuff that in my cheek and let it sit there for hours.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A whole episode of Maths that can just sit there.
what's your favorite holiday?
Mine, Thanksgiving.
Because there's eating and no presents involved. Yep. You know what? That's no one pressure, holiday where you're not told to give
food.
You know what? I like that too. Yep. I will say Thanksgiving is a low pressure holiday in that sense.
Yep.
It is just what is on the menu. No one is like, and what presents are we getting? No. Yeah.
It's just simple. No.
It's food.
Let's get together, celebrate just being together.
And
being thankful.
The menu is set. Like the pilgrims set the menu back in whatever year.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't deviated.
Turkey is the main.
It's turkey. It's stuffing.
Through and through.
It's mashed potatoes.
I don't have to make a decision at all.
Exactly. Like all across. It's the one thing America agrees on.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like the menu giving is about food and these are the items. Even when people hate those foods, that's still what they eat.
It doesn't matter.
Every family makes them. So it's just like. That is the easiest. You're right. Maybe I'm switching to Thanksgiving.
And these are the rules.
These are the rules.
You follow the rules.
I love rules. I I am never happier than when someone is just like, this is precisely what we want you to do. Do it.
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, I mean, that's perfect. That's Matt's favorite holiday. Have we said about when your dad was so proud of Matt?
Sitting at, didn't we talk about that on here?
I don't know. I'm saying it again. Okay. Just in case. But we're sitting at dinner one day and Caitlin's dad looks over at Matt and goes, oh, I was talking about you today. I was bragging on you today, and then
Matt.
He realized what he was bragging on mid-sentence. Oh. And he starts laughing. He's like, I just realized I was telling somebody about how much you could eat.
He was so excited. He was so proud of you.
Good job. You just eat so much. You can eat more than anyone I know.
Except for Jace. I always say Jace is just a mini Matt.
Jace can eat a burger and a half.
Whoa.
That's incredible.
Okay. The other day, she ate lunch at home. Scott made her a grilled cheese. This was yesterday. Scott made her a grilled cheese, right? And so like, whatever. And then I was like, okay, Jace, I have to go run errands while the baby naps. Daddy's going to stay home with Emmers and the baby. Let's go run errands. Okay, so we go, we run into Old Navy, run into Barnes & Noble, and then she's like, Mom, like, we should totally, like, grab lunch. And I was like, lunch? You ate lunch? And she was like, but I'm, like, hungry. And I was like, what if we just go into Starbucks and get, like, a snack? So we're going into Starbucks, and the line was, like, forever. They're like, it's going to be a minimum of 20 minutes. And I was like, I'm not doing this. There was, like, a Wendy's across the way, and I was like, you want to go get a Frosty? And she was like, yeah, and a burger. Literally, two lunches. Like, she housed a burger with an apple and a Frosty right after she had a grilled cheese.
Whoa.
She could do without dessert. She likes it, but whatever. But she'll, some red meat, she's like, yeah.
Yeah,
give me a burger and like,
wow, that's amazing.
That's incredible.
She's quite an eater.
She's probably on the verge of a spurt then.
Probably. No, you're right. And honestly, I will say Parker, for as difficult as she is in other areas, when it comes to eating, she was eating legitimately mouthfuls of hummus the other day.
Oh my gosh.
She's a baby.
Hummus? Amazing.
My other kids won't even eat hummus. I know. I put it on
that
her.
That is gross.
I did. I put it on the high chair with little like things to dip in it. Which is kind of asking a lot for a
you made her a charcuterie board?
I gave her like little dip it in this.
I gave her crackers and
did you hear Matt?
No, what'd you say?
Said you made her a charcuterie board.
Sets it out.
And so I was like, and I was trying to show her, like, I was like, dip the cracker. And I'm showing her. And then I like look over and she's just handfuling the
oh my god.
But I was like, wow, I'm so proud of you.
Okay.
Wait, I thought of like six more things we
wait, first,
talk about.
Emily, favorite holiday.
Oh, favorite holiday. Favorite.
Oh, no. I don't know. I guess Easter's pretty good. I like the candy.
I love the colors. The colors, they're so nice. Oh, I thought of something. Colors. Do you remember when we were recording around Christmas and we were talking about M&Ms? Christmas M&Ms taste better because they're, and Emily said, because they're fresh. And you guys were like, no, stupid. They have red and green all throughout the year. Da, da, da. I figured out a way that we can test that theory. Easter M&Ms are different colors than they make the whole year.
Yeah, they're like the pastel ones.
Because they're pastel. Yeah. So if we taste the Easter M&Ms tomorrow, and if they taste better to us, then we do know it's because they're fresh.
Do you have the Easter M&Ms?
Yeah, I have them upstairs on the counter.
Oh my God.
If they don't taste better, if they taste the same, then we know that the Christmas M&M tasting better is an illusion.
And honestly, like, we here should have the absolute freshest M&Ms because they literally make them down the road.
We live in
Did you know
Hackettstown.
They just announced a $74
million yeah, they're going
to
expand that place.
To
what?
The M&Ms
they're building like a new chocolate section. Like a,
wait,
the whole thing is...
No tour still.
No.
You are kidding me.
But they're going to be just like making a lot more chocolate at this location.
They have like an invention.
Maybe it'll start
thing, like
good.
A like where they're gonna test
smells like chocolate.
They're gonna test and like advance things like
advanced chocolate.
Ooh, glowing chocolate.
Is it AI chocolate?
AI chocolate. Yes.
Oh my god,
so,
guys,
GPT.
That's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
Maybe Scott, did you say your favorite holiday?
Maybe we can finally afford to fix those potholes with all the
M&M's. There's four M&M's in there.
There we go.
Scott's favorite holiday is Halloween. He loves to dress up. No, he does not. Go.
What's my favorite holiday?
Oh, 4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July. Yeah. Da.
Favorite day, not holiday.
God
favorite
loves
day.
America. He really does.
I hate 4th of July.
What?
You
what?
Do?
Why?
Who hates it? Because the fireworks.
Penelope. We have a little PTSD.
You know what? I understand that. If you guys don't come with us to the Washington Township fireworks this year, I will kill you.
Right. Why?
What is it raining?
So much fun.
I cannot leave the dog unattended with fireworks blasting.
So you guys are just destined for the rest of your life to never go to fireworks?
No, for the rest of Penelope's life.
I feel like we're a lot safer from fireworks where we are.
I think so too.
Okay.
They're not going to be above your house.
Are we though? Are we safe?
Well, I guess actually where we're located, those fireworks might be exploding at the same level as our town.
Exactly. But that means your bedroom will be a great view.
No,
but wonderful. Those fireworks were just for like the 100 years of the town or something.
Yeah.
You're good for 100 years.
I saw Alona yesterday and we were talking. And I was like, oh, I thought you lived up in the front of Panther Valley. She's like, no, I live back like where Matt and Emily are.
Yeah.
I sit on my back patio and watch those fireworks. Yeah. It's like, oh, yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. Should we talk about my nausea?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Why are you nauseous?
Okay. So not pregnant.
Okay. Well, I was going to get to it.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I was going to string along.
That. Not pregnant.
I was going to string along the listener a little bit and try and keep it exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you, dad? Last week, I'm making an announcement at church. Okay. So it's like, okay, I'm going to throw him under the bus.
Okay.
So at the end of the service, they wanted me to come up and talk about the egg hunt because I'm on the children's ministry team at church. And they were like, hey, then at the end of the, because first we were going to give them like complex instructions and they were like, this is confusing.
Too much.
You say it yourself. So I said, fine, I'll do that. And then of course, on the day of the service, dad's like, Kate, I'm actually going to go up there with you. And I was like,
Why?
Like I can't do it by myself. And he was like, you know, whatever. He was like, it's just easier because I'll pray and then I'll send it to you. And I'm like, okay, fine. So like I had an opening line prepped and then I get up there and dad's like, so Caitlin's here to tell us about an egg hunt. And I was like, well, you just spoiled the ending. Like I was going to lead up to it in a funny way, but no worries. Just kill the joke. Like this is why I work better alone, guys.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't trust you up there alone.
He didn't trust me up there alone. Wait,
are we?
Don't let me forget about the nausea.
Your nausea?
We're going to talk about the nausea, okay. But I want to say something before that.
Uh-oh.
Because so since tomorrow's Easter, I want to actually talk about our fashion really quick. Before the nausea, Let's talk about fashion.
What?
I don't follow this train of thought.
I know, but it's just, I'm going to forget it.
Okay.
Matt, I get excited for your Easter outfit every year.
Really?
Remember last year when you dressed like Jesus? Or was that two years ago. That was 2 years ago.
I just did all white.
I loved it. It was a long white shirt and like white skinny jeans. And when I came, I was like, Matt, oh my gosh, you look like Jesus, like exiting the grave. Peter loved that. It was a genuine statement. Like, all right, go on.
Modern Jesus.
Modern Jesus. Rips in the jeans.
Yeah.
And a tee.
And white sneakers, of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
Are you asking what I'm wearing this year?
So what are you going to wear?
The plan is if it still fits, I gotta say, beige suit.
Oh, the H&M one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beige suit, white sneakers, white t-shirt.
Oh, I love that. Like chromatic. Is that the monotone?
Monochromatic. You're right.
Because it's a light tone. Beige. It's
love
like a very light beige.
Yeah, I like
no,
that.
It's very,
I'm
a very
into
good
that
outfit.
Now. Monochromatic like right is now. My new vibe.
It is?
Well, I'm working on it, okay?
No.
It makes you, I think it makes you look taller.
Yes. I mean, so like remember for Peach's birthday when I wore like the white pants with the like, with, no, the off-white pants with the like tannish off-white sweater, Emily?
Yes, okay.
I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then for Easter, I came up with two monochromatic options.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I chose one of them. But we'll talk about me later. Matt, continue. Okay, so you're good. So
yeah,
that's your outfit.
Good. That's
love
my,
that. Love
yeah.
that.
Emily. And that's assuming it fits.
So if it doesn't, what's your backup?
No idea.
Okay. Should we come up with a backup?
I'm really counting on this suit.
Okay, it's going to fit. It's going to fit.
I'm hoping and praying.
It's going to fit.
We shall see.
We'll see.
It's going to be fine. Scott, what are you wearing? Scott got a new outfit.
Ooh.
He just looked at me like, what am I wearing? He's wearing green, like slim but not skinny, like
pants.
Like a chino-y type, like caddy-ish thing.
Love that.
And the shirt is the real
he
piece
looks
of resistance.
Completely bewildered right now.
Yeah, like, he has no idea what he's wearing.
I feel
idea.
Like Gandalf right now. Like, I have no
memory. He has no idea. Yeah. No.
I couldn't
that,
tell
you. You have that white shirt with the little, it doesn't matter. It's like tiny little flowers on it.
So cute.
It's great.
Lovely.
Love that.
It's great.
Love it.
Emily, awesome. You're really playing it fast and loose this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. Well, I got a dress and, you know, I wasn't like 100% sure or confident in it.
She looks a little too good to wear it on stage at a church.
It's an excellent dress.
I picked
dress.
It out. You're welcome.
Good work.
It's an excellent dress.
No, she was like, I need to return it. I can't wear this. And I was like, I don't care. You're keeping the dress.
I love that. No. I love that.
We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not going to wear the dress. I think my only option is I bought some green pants,
which I love. They're kind of like a sage.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Like, green like that. And they're like a tailored pant.
Like a dress pant.
A dress pant. Mm. And then I don't know what I'm wearing on the top. We're going to.
Ooh, you and Matt. It's like, he doesn't know what he's mystery. Wearing on the bottom. Yeah. What I'm wearing on the top.
Not sure. Not so sure. I probably should have bought the matching blazer, but hindsight's 2020.
Hindsight's 2020.
It's fine. 2020. I did wear a matching.
You wore that last year.
A matching suit last year.
Yeah. You wore a suit. So we're going to change it up.
Yeah. That's good. See how I feel.
Okay.
Oh, Caitlin, what are you wearing?
Okay, so I'm going with the suit option this year.
Yes.
You know, we've always said nothing makes us feel better than a blazer. Raise your hand if anything can make you feel better fashion-wise in a blazer.
Nothing.
It's actually kind of true.
It's so great. So I'm wearing, I actually went with like a brown. It's, what would you, Emily, it's not like.
It's like a rust.
Like a rust, like almost like, almost mauve-y.
No, mauve, okay. Caitlin. It's not mauve.
It's kind of the color of my nails.
The heck is mauve?
Yeah, that's not mauve. There's mauve is like a light, palish, grayish purple.
Oh, I thought mauve like was lavender? Like a pinky brown. What's a pinky brown?
That's like
pinky brown.
On, I'm looking at mauve right now.
That's
mauve. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's not at all what I thought mauve was. No. I thought mauve was
like pastel pink.
Pinky brown. All right, it doesn't matter. I'm wearing a
what
brown.
What the heck is pinky brown?
Well, pinky brown. This brown that rust. Has pinkish under. Fine, rust. Okay, rust. Okay.
It's literally this color.
Fine. Okay, so I'm wearing the blazer. But then I decided to go with like the shorts. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're wearing shorts like to church. They're like a, you know, like a dress short. They're like looser.
They're a tailored short.
They're a tailored short. It's not like
of course,
a
Caitlin.
Booty short. But of course, when I tried it on for dad and I was like, this is what I'm wearing for Easter. He was like, Caitlin, it's a lot of leg. It's a lot of leg, Caitlin.
He was fine though. He wasn't
he really
like,
was like, whatever.
He wasn't like, you're wearing that?
Yeah. Like he was like,
he was fine.
It's a lot of leg, but you know, and I was like, okay, well,
I'm wearing
it. I'm 35, so it's okay.
I just love how you actually still tried it on for dad.
Yeah. Why did that happen?
He's approved. I don't
know. Like he was here and I was like, I think because I was trying it on for you guys.
Yeah.
And then dad was like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, I'm trying on my Easter outfit. Do you want to see it? And you were like, Caitlin, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because like, if he tells you like, this is not appropriate or something. Right, what are you going to do? And so then he was like, yeah, that's a lot of leg. And I was like, oh, I don't care.
He said it looked nice though.
Did he?
I thought he did.
Okay, that's nice. So anyway, but this is what I'm scared about.
Oh.
It's shorts, guys. Mm-hmm. I had to tan my legs.
How are your legs?
I am so scared to look. Like I did the
tanner.
Wait,
you haven't
looked
yet?
Pull your pant up right now. Caitlin, they're but perfect.
Is my ankle janky?
They don't look white.
It looks literally perfect.
But is my ankle janky?
No.
Okay, but so when I shower tomorrow, though, I have to shave my legs. Is that going to take it all off?
It might.
So that was really foolish of me. That was so foolish of me. But I don't want to tan again.
No.
Should I do the whole process?
Wait, what did you use?
The Arbonne tanning.
Maybe can you mix it with like a regular moisturizer just to be on the safe side?
That one doesn't mix with moisturizer, but I could
how do you know?
Because I've tried it. Trust me. It like pills. It makes this weird consistency. But what if I could just put like one or two drops of my face tanner, which is also a body tanner, into a regular moisturizer.
Do that.
But like, is it going to be all uneven and patchy? Because I do have to shave.
Are you like preemptively doing it or after you shave?
After I shave.
Yeah, like, are you doubling down on the tan now so that you only scrape off a little bit tomorrow?
No, I think that I will shower in the morning and shave, and then I will put the drops in the moisturizer.
I don't know. I feel like you should just do the Arbonne again.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Because what if the two different things, like,
mix funny?
I don't know, though. Maybe I'm being stupid.
I mean, I did do the drops, like, 2 days ago, and then I did the Arbonne today.
No, but okay.
On my legs.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Well, now I'm stressed out. Why didn't I just shave today?
Well,
because
I wanted it to be
a fresh shave.
Yes, I understand that.
Yes, exactly.
I need to paint my toes. My goodness.
Yeah, for real.
And I need to do my nails. I have a lot to do tonight,
You have a lot
guys.
To do tonight. Why didn't you have Caroline do your nails? Did you have Glamnetics?
Yeah, I just bought the same set again.
Good. I love those. I love those. Okay, the boys are sorry. Should I talk about my nausea or nobody cares?
I don't really think anybody cares.
I have no idea
because,
what it's about.
You're not pregnant. If it was like leading up to a pregnancy, then I feel like it would be more interesting.
Well, I think it's just weird because I literally have every pregnancy symptom, but I'm not pregnant 100%.
Can you imagine, Caitlin?
No.
If we're like, you're not pregnant. And then like.
Dude.
No, it's not.
I'm definitely not. You're not. I'm absolutely not. But like this week solidified for me. Like, you know how when people are like, no, we're done having kids. But then you're like, right. But if you had like an oopsie, would you be really devastated? Yeah. Maybe not. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's people that are like, we're done. But like if we had another, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously we've been saying, oh, we're done. This week when I was having these weird nausea spells and I thought if I could be pregnant, like I genuinely...
Yeah.
The dread that I felt was so intense.
Yeah.
That it made you more nauseous.
That I was like,
yeah,
this is not, this
okay.
cannot.
It's probably true.
It's fine.
Cannot be.
I think it's like you've been under a very immense amount of stress with the children being sick a lot.
Maybe. But it's like, guys, it's not just nausea. Like, I feel a little queasy. It's like, I'm about to throw up. Like, on Tuesday of this week, for the entirety of the day, all I was able to eat was like some salt. I didn't have any coffee. I couldn't have coffee. I literally
had. Are you sleeping?
Yeah. I mean, not amazing because this week, obviously, the kids were all sick and it was like terrible. So I guess not really. But like I had like some saltines, some toast. Like that was it. Wow. And some soup.
And you're not like taking any new vitamins or anything?
No. And I never actually threw up.
Huh.
Lauren even sent me over some Zofran because she had some left over from her surgery.
For real?
Like. It's like deeply nauseous without, but like, it's the kind of nauseous where you're like, I just want to throw up at this point. Like,
yeah, I just would get it out.
Would like to throw up whatever is bothering me.
I wonder if like your body was fighting the flu.
I wonder if maybe I'm just so amazing. Yeah. That like my immune system was just like hacking away at like a possible food poisoning situation.
And like,
or something.
The craziest thing I've ever heard that like with all the sickness, your body is
just like doing its best.
Like who knows
doing
what
its best.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was my nausea story.
Oh.
Anyway.
Great.
Anything that Lidge is going to tell us through you today?
Oh, yes. So a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on.
All of Caitlin's information comes through Lidge. Oh. Everything we talk about on the podcast is something that Lidge
just
has actually.
Pop culture. Oh, okay. Can somebody explain to me what is going on with Diddy? Or is it Sean Diddy?
I was just reading about it this morning.
Because T.D. Jakes, his name is getting tossed around.
Who's T.D. Jakes?
He's like a famous pastor.
Yeah.
But I've heard that he's innocent. It's more of just like, why are you such good friends with this person
who's been accused
of horrible things. But what has he been accused of? I'm confused.
I thought it was sexual assault.
I thought it was like sex trafficking.
And that.
Yeah.
So who's Sean Diddy called? Who is he? Isn't he
a rapper?
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
P. Diddy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What is he saying?
He used to go by Puff Daddy.
Oh, Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
So he's like with Kanye, like that, like Jay-Z.
That era. A little before.
A little before. Yeah. A little before.
He was before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 55. He's been around for a bit. He's got to be pretty up there too.
Maybe not 50 yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Kanye's quite 50.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay-Z's old, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me that Puff Daddy was kidnapping people and selling them into sex trafficking? I don't think we know anything yet.
I think there's
he's been accused
and the FBI, there's a lot of investigation happening into
his
dealings.
Well, there's no
like
way
they
that
raided his two
innocent.
Homes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard that. I did hear that.
I saw it on the news.
Oh, the news.
What are you doing looking at the news?
I was with dad.
Was it my
That's kind of crazy. Wait, what was the other story?
I heard, I just Googled it. I didn't even know about this.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's pretty recent.
Okay.
It's just, like
this week.
The story,
but
yeah.
There's like 50 million articles popped up, but it's probably more like within his, because it's like all of his parties and a backup dancer is telling about a really horrific experience. I doubt he's like got a ring going. I think it's probably like,
what's a ring?
Like a trafficking ring.
Why is it called ring? I don't know.
Okay.
Because they get it, sell it. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Yikes.
anyway, I think it's probably more to do with his own parties and lifestyle.
I'm guessing. And he,
but there was like
his friends, all those things. Having a party, all these rappers come over, similar to the others. I don't know. Anyway, I don't like talking about it.
Yeah. It's there was a video too that came out with him and Justin Bieber or something.
What?
Or that resurfaced because he like was a mentor to Justin Bieber.
I thought that was Usher.
I mean, I guess everybody was a mentor to Justin Bieber.
Justin claims everyone.
Really?
He's like Carl Wentz. And Usher. Yeah. All right, go on.
Setting him up for failure.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't watch the video, so I can't say whether or not, but I think it's the essence of it is that he's like getting Justin Bieber to like act in ways that is just like
still
kind of gross.
Day? To like, this day?
No. Like he's just showing him how to be, and it's like just very gross.
Oh,
it's like crossing lines because Justin Bieber in the video was like 15 years old.
Oh, Lord. That kid. Honestly,
yeah.
You don't like how sometimes, like for a while, there was those videos coming out where like Bieber was like crying like in a park and like he was just like depressed and like all these things. But it's like, I don't even know how he's still walking around, to be honest. Like the things that he probably went through, it's like the fact that he's even like a little bit normal as a functioning person kind of is like a big win.
I saw something recently about, because we actually started watching the Quiet on Set documentary.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give a little background info.
Real quick, what I'll say though, is that what I saw was somebody kind of said or tweeted essentially, or what's it called now?
X.
But what's the verb?
Like, we
exed? Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound right.
I'm not familiar. I'm going to say tweeted. Somebody tweeted that, like, I'm so sorry for every judgment I made of Amanda Bynes. Just the fact that she's even still here and trying, like, is a testament to her. Like, I feel bad that I ever said she went off the deep end after watching this documentary.
That makes me sad.
It's a really upsetting documentary. And they say right in the beginning, like, this will ruin some of your childhood.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it does.
What's it on? Hulu?
Wait.
What are we watching it on?
Is it Netflix?
No. I think it's on, Amazon.
Amazon. Amazon Prime. Because it's Hulu, like, premiere. What is it? Like, Hulu Plus or something? It's not regular.
It's not regular Hulu.
It's
all about the behind the scenes stuff that happens on some Nickelodeon shows from like the 90s and early 2000s. And
here's my question with all of it. Do you think now that so much of it has been exposed, do you think anything will change?
I don't know. This is going to be really damning for Nickelodeon.
So like, is Nickelodeon still like putting out shows like this? Like, or is it like, it's so different now that it doesn't matter?
I think most of it's reruns.
That's what I'm saying. Like I feel like there's not like new Nickelodeon stars.
They're not like producing.
Nickelodeon is not the same that it was.
No.
Yeah. It's kind of just like.
So what shows are they talking about? Like Drake and Josh, Amanda Bynes show.
One of them. Amanda Bynes, all that.
All that.
Yeah.
All that. What else? Victorious.
Yeah, we'll get to that, I guess. We're not at that point yet. But.
Yeah. And what, the essential thesis.
iCarly.
Okay. Is that like all the producers of these shows were just creepy with the kids?
It's primarily one who is not creepy. He's just.
Abusive.
Yeah. He's very like verbally, emotionally manipulative, like with people and just like.
But then there's a couple like.
And he would make them do weird stuff. In the show.
There's like a couple behind the scenes guys too that were like put away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to like reveal too much.
But this is only the front end.
I recommend watching it, but.
Yeah. That's only the front end too. But then there's also, how do you deal with fame?
Oh yeah.
In the best of circumstances, it's an impossible situation. And then you add on this stuff and it's just. Yeah.
And like, and for some of these kids too, they say like they are the financial responsibility of their family.
Yeah.
So whatever is happening to them, whatever like abuse is happening to them to force them to do things, there's a pressure on them of like, I need to do this. I can't say anything. Like I have to power through if I'm uncomfortable because my family's counting on me. Mm. And that's a lot of, and these kids are like
They're like 13.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not old enough to be able to understand.
They can't carry that weight.
Like, yeah, no. That's so
sick. Yeah.
That's crazy. So,
It's good. Like,
it's very good. It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
And uncomfortable, but it's worth a watch. Like,
yeah,
we should be bringing attention to stuff like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny you said that, because when you first brought it up, I was like, I can't believe nobody's done a documentary about kids in Hollywood. Yeah. But that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Man. All right. On a lighter note.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for the eclipse?
Oh,
what
yeah.
Is
that
eclipse?
Soon?
Wait, what?
When is it?
What is the what are
you
eclipse?
Emily and I do.
You don't remember when there was the eclipse, you guys, like, 10 years ago?
You guys are straight up idiots.
No. There's eclipses every year. There's something we're supposed to stand outside.
It's a full solar eclipse.
All right, it's a solar eclipse, not a lunar eclipse.
What's the difference?
Right?
Solar.
I know solar means every sun year. And lunar means moon.
Correct. Lunar is every year.
Lunar is frequent. But but a solar eclipse is the one where, remember, like,
it goes
several
dark
years
in the
ago,
of the day.
We had to, like, you're not supposed to stare right at it.
Yeah. But you want to stare at it because it's like
so
a black sun.
You have to, like,
sun.
Wear, like, certain glasses.
So
or
what
something.
Is it? It's going to go dark in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
So it's like,
for
it's
a
like
second?
A black circle with, like, flames coming out of it, essentially.
Well,
like, yeah, I don't know. I want to know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't turn into a black
I know what
circle,
you're saying.
But yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's perfect.
The Earth comes between the sun. I mean, the moon comes between the Earth and the sun.
Yeah, so it's
so when is it happening?
What's over the sun?
Yes. What day? When is this happening?
April 8th.
Oh, so soon.
Well, here's what's funny, though. There's like, so everyone's showing. I can't believe you haven't seen any of this.
I have no idea. What's
I don't
going
watch
on.
The news.
Does Emily own a computer?
No,
she doesn't.
No,
this is her
computer.
She
doesn't know how to use the internet.
Guys,
we gotta
I don't
get
have
you
a computer.
Some, yeah.
No, this is her computer.
Yeah.
And it's my backup one.
So there's this map where they show, I think they call it like the path of nope or whatever, but basically there's one strip from like Texas up through Maine where it's going to be an actual full solar eclipse.
Oh,
like
so
it will
we're not
actually,
gonna get it. Oh, so we're not going
to
get it.
Ours will be partial. It will still look pretty.
Are people driving to where the full is?
They're actually.
Yeah. It's a big event.
They've called state of emergencies in different
emergency?
Places.
Emergency?
They sell merch. Like it's like a.
What?
It's an event.
For, it's like a few seconds
I heard,
long?
I saw Sun Chips is selling brands that are like flavors that are only available during
like
the eclipse.
That's flavors.
Funny. What? But wait a minute. Wait a minute. For a few minutes of a thing?
Yeah, but it's like a, it's not
rare.
Often like,
it's like
event.
Is it weird that this does
like
not
Venus
excite me
or like whatever?
Emily, does this make you excited in any way?
No.
Would and you, like, I don't care.
It's supposed to be a thing too that like, when you catch it, if you're looking at it, like planets will appear and like,
oh, that's cool.
You'll be able to like see stuff.
But you know what? I would rather just like, wait for the images that they're going to release that are going to be better than anything I could.
Yeah,
Emily,
I'm going to be squinting. Oh, is that it? I think I burned my eye. Okay. Oh my gosh, my eyes. Okay. Let's go back inside.
This is a cosmic event that only happens every so many decades. And they're like, whatever. But what's everybody wearing on Easter? I want to know every detail of your clothing. What shoes are going with it?
Screw like, the cosmic event. Yeah, like,
look, Easter, I think it'll like, be cool. Okay, so there's a strip. Go on from
so
Texas
anyway,
to
so
Maine.
Like, so many. They're planning
a state of emergency. What? There's gonna be too many people there. They can't like with.
Do you want me to tell you? There's planning on so many people going into those areas to see it that it will overflood. Like it'll flood the areas. So
not
like cell phone towers, they won't be able to manage all that. You know, all the traffic, hotels, roadways, like as soon as it's done, everyone wants to go back home. It's like a sporting event, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Imagine that.
Remember when we sat at the Giants game? It's going to be
like
the Giants.
Imagine that over a whole state.
No,
that would be problematic.
Yeah.
So they're saying like,
like
gasoline.
So people,
like, do we have enough?
The moral of
electric
the story.
Cars, they're like, if you have an electric car, it needs to be able to last at least 18 hours on a charge or else don't bring it. Like, so they're already planning this stuff.
Guys, wow. So the moral of the story is stay home and wait for the images to come out.
Exactly.
You guys are so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I love being fun. I'm probably the most fun person I know.
Give any presents for any holidays. I don't want to see any eclipse.
Let's consolidate all our birthdays.
Yeah. I thought I was the old one.
At least my joints are in crack-a-lackin'.
It's going to be fun. I don't know.
No, okay.
It's going to be
cool.
Like here.
I am a bit like you guys. Like I'm more interested in the images
because
they'll be better than what I can see. But
now, what's it going to be like here?
I honestly don't know. I haven't really looked. But
and then
2 o'clock-ish.
2 p.m.
We're in New Jersey.
Eastern.
Standard. 2 o'clock
inside at work.
So. And
I'm sure they'll let you step outside. They're going to let you step outside.
I bet everyone will stop.
It's going to an event. It's like, yeah, it's an event. Like,
oh, it's a Saturday, actually.
Oh, it is?
Is it really?
Hold on, let me look.
Are we going to be back by then, Scott, or we'll be in Colorado? We should tell
you. Oh my gosh, you can fly by it.
You're
going to fly through the street.
We might be on a plane during the eclipse.
Have you seen videos of them?
No.
Videos from a plane of the eclipse is you can literally see the shadow pass by.
No.
Like you're just like literally just like you're just watching it like.
I'm scared. Like,
yo.
Are we scared?
So you're literally like feeling, watching the shadow of the moon just like pass
guys,
right by.
Guys, I lied. I'm scared. Not the 9th is not a Saturday.
It's an 8th. The 8th.
It's the 8th. That's a Monday.
Oh.
Wait, but aren't you coming back on Monday?
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be on the plane.
Yo!
We're going to be on the plane during the eclipse.
Will that make it better or worse?
It could be the most amazing experience of your life. We're not going to see a dang thing.
And wait, what time's your flight?
1:30.
Wait, 1:30.
Will you be crossing over the center of the U.S. In the air?
Yes.
Yo, you went from stay home, don't watch the eclipse, I'm flying into the heart of the eclipse.
You're getting a front row seat. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We're flying straight through the eclipse.
Straight into
Wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. Time difference.
You couldn't plan it any better.
It's at 1:30. Whose time?
We leave at 1:30. We get home at Colorado 7 time? Something. So
yeah, what time?
What time?
We gotta
figure
it out.
I have to do all the math on this.
It's like when everyone was trying to figure out. Well, if Taylor Swift is gonna be able to make it to Travis Kelce's the Super Bowl from Tokyo. But you guys told me I talk about Taylor Swift too much.
Just trailed off.
Yo, I just got so excited for you guys.
That's wild.
I love the eclipse now. I'm so excited.
Watch, it's gonna be like wildly cloudy.
I can't
see anything. You're just flying through clouds.
Oh my goodness. No, this is so
it's gonna
exciting.
Get canceled due to rain.
It's gonna get rescheduled. Yeah. Rain date 2,000 years from now.
Yeah. It'll come back around.
Caitlin liked that one. Yeah. She got herself
that
good.
Was so good. You can always tell when Caitlin cracks herself up.
I literally texted out to the family group chat this week two funny jokes that I told.
I was at work and I was like, okay.
I was just like, yep. I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
I thought you guys were going to say, Caitlin, you are a comedic genius. Do you know what Peter said about me last week? Oh, yeah. Pastor Peter, shout out. Wait, where were we? We were at church.
We were at church afterwards. We were all eating.
And
in
someone
the,
said something like, oh, that was funny, Caitlin. Like, you're funny. And Peter goes, the thing is.
He goes, the thing is, Caitlin knows she's funny. Yeah. So said, it doesn't really count.
Is it so bad that I appreciate my own humor?
I don't know if he said she knows she's funny or she thinks she's funny. But either way, the point was the same of like, yeah, it was funny, but she knows. Yeah,
he said so she funny. Knows she's funny, meaning that he was acknowledging that I'm funny.
He was acknowledging that you know you're funny.
Yes, exactly.
You know what, you guys?
It's okay.
You are funny, for what I was
worth. No, I'm embarrassed. I'm not funny, you guys. I'm not funny. All right.
Okay. A real quick update. How's the new house? Have you guys settled
Lovely.
In? Is it home?
We're talking about this still. They closed on it a year ago.
Yeah.
And they just put furniture in it.
Well, and not much. There's still no kitchen table.
Okay, Caitlin.
I just saw it for the first time like last week or whenever.
No, first time.
First time decorated.
Oh, decorated.
It wasn't. It's not even decorated.
Remodeled.
It's not even
decorated. Refinished.
Livable.
Listen, your kitchen is the most beautiful room I've ever been in.
That's
I
so
wanna just lay
such
on
an
the,
overstatement,
on the island,
but thank you.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it.
We truly love living there.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Good.
It just feels good to like come home. And like, I just like, I like being in this
You
space.
Guys really didn't like your previous place.
Not.
It was fine.
It was for a time.
Right. And then you were just like, we're done being
I want to like have a little bit of sunlight, you know? Our other place was very dark.
You
it
literally dark. Went from the darkest place I've ever
to
seen
the
to the brightest place I've
yeah.
ever seen.
Yeah.
You guys are like an eclipse. You're
we are an eclipse.
You guys are living
in eclipse.
We're
taking all of the sun.
But yeah, we really need to get window treatments because
treatments.
We got no blinds, protection. No nothing.
You got nothing.
And when you guys
we
walk
are
around,
on display.
It's like a television show. On display.
Fully
on display.
You got nothing.
You have nothing.
Nothing. Not a thing.
Not a thing.
They don't even have the paper shades up, Scott.
We
shades.
Put all the paper shades up and they all fell.
So they
and
literally
like, well,
just.
This is what it is.
And they're not very modest.
I was
modest.
Driving. I don't like drive at night very much anymore because we have kids. So I was coming home from something. And it was dark out and I'm driving by all these houses and I'm like, how do they just have their like shades open at night? Like people can see right in.
Scott, you're also the most private weirdo ever. Like the minute it gets slightly dusk, Scott's like closing all the blinds. I'm like, Scott, what are we doing in here?
Drug deals.
Like, what are we hiding? Like, this is like, not a big deal.
That's kind of how I feel.
It's like, just creepy when you know, they can see you, but you can't see out.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so in our bedroom at night, we essentially leave the lights off in the bedroom and just let the light from the bathroom and the hallway like illuminate so we can
see. So people can see your silhouettes as you're changing.
Sure. But a silhouette's better than details.
We go
details.
Into the bathroom to change.
Yeah.
Dude, wouldn't you like to be able, just put something in the windows.
Yeah. We tried, but they all fell.
Even in your room, you don't have
not a thing.
Scott,
like, literally,
Matt and Emily are the
not a single
slowest people that I've ever met.
Well, I don't know. Shades are expensive.
They are. And well, you're going to want nice ones, which I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You don't want to just get something to get something.
Oh, that's
right.
And
also,
have to special
like,
order the Fabergé shades.
Fabergé. That's what it's called.
Wait, what is Fabergé?
Like a Fabergé egg?
Yeah, what is that?
That's like,
it's very expensive.
It's like thousands of dollars. Like a glass egg.
We're getting shades made
glass
out of eggs?
Egg.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Just wants to.
Emily just took out her press-on nails to start applying.
I really need to start.
Okay. Guys, happy Easter. Even though this is probably going to come out. Yeah,
after
this is
Easter.
Definitely coming out.
Hope you all
Easter's
had a nice
tomorrow.
Easter.
Hope everyone had a great Easter. All right.
Yeah.
And
hope
love you
ate
all.
A lot of candy.
Yeah.
A lot of chocolate bunny heads.
Nope. Scott's giving the peace sign.
Ooh, no peace or bunny ears?
Or bunny ears.
Bunny ears.
Oh, yeah. Bunny ears.
Happy Easter.
Okay. Love.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CaitlinElliott.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you want to toss us a 5-star rating, I would love you forever. Check us out next week for another new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at so.what.else. Editing and all that stuff by Matt Carpenter with Parable Productions.